Welcome to Vital Voices. This is a story about building community. It's a story about pride in one's place. And it's a story that reaches back to the era of prohibition in America. Our subject is Long Island iced tea. And the place is not New York State, but rather Kingsport, Tennessee, where Long Island iced tea has become a big deal. Our guests are Lara Potter, Vice President of Visit Kingsport, and Chelsea Ketron, the organization's marketing director. Lara, welcome to Vital Voices.
Thank you. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited to be able to talk about Long Island iced tea. But first, let's talk about Long Island.
Sure.
Not the one up north,
right,
but the one in Kingsport, Tennessee. Tell me first, geographically, where that is, and then give me a capsule history of Long Island's importance,
sure,
to East Tennessee over the years.
Sure. So to situate you basically in the middle of our city in Kingsport, here we are in Northeast Tennessee. So we got to go big picture first, right? Northeast Tennessee. And then if you break that down into Kingsport, then Long Island is situated basically in the heart of our city. It runs along the Holston River, Long Island of the Holston, as it used to be known. And this actually was in existence, Fred, before Tennessee even became a state. So it's very important to Kingsport and Tennessee history, once occupied by the Cherokees with the Cherokee Nation. And then as you fast forward, one of the kind of cool pieces of history that we have learned through this process is that Daniel Boone, this is where he began blazing the Wilderness Trail. So of course, a lot of people are familiar with that story, and with the island being located right there along the Holston, as you can imagine, for import and export reasons, also very important to our history. And then as you fast forward into the early 1900s, and it became much more residential. People were building homes there, they were living there. However, that was during the time of Prohibition. And it became known because of its location and being a secluded island, if you will, this became what we've been told as a location for some criminal activity, more so along the bootlegging line. Yeah, sure, it was criminal activity, but that's where we have been told that your bootleggers resided. But it is interesting because when you start talking about any of this process and you mention Long Island, people automatically think of New York. And no, Kingsport has its own Long Island that has been identified and been around since the 1700s. And so there is a strong historical story to tell there. There is a historical marker to identify Long Island, albeit not residential anymore. That has been taken over by Eastman. There are Domtar Parks. There are lots of things to do on Long Island, but it is no longer residential.
Long Island has been a vital part of the economy of Kingsport and Northeast Tennessee for a long time.
Definitely so. Again, as you look at the history piece of it that we just discussed, but then as you move forward and Eastman purchased land that is now, as we were talking, Long Island of Kingsport, they have part of their processing plant that is located on Long Island. So then let's talk about Domtar. Domtar has Domtar Park. Those are ball fields that are utilized on the regular. We're right here in the middle of summer, and every weekend as you cross over on the interstate, Interstate 26, and you look down at Domtar Park, you're looking at Long Island, and you will see hundreds, sometimes thousands of folks out there as their kids are playing youth baseball, and parents and siblings are all there getting to enjoy Long Island of Kingsport. They don't even realize that they're on Long Island,
right,
unless you are from the area and you recognize that. So yeah, it continues to be a great asset and resource for the Kingsport area.
All right, let's move to drink. First of all, define what Long Island iced tea is as we know it here in Kingsport.
Sure. So this goes back to the 1920s is when this recipe was first created on Long Island in Kingsport, Tennessee. The recipe, it is five liquors and it's sweetened with maple syrup. Okay, so you have whiskey, you have tequila, gin, rum, vodka, with a dash of the maple syrup. That was in the 1920s by a man by the name of Charles Old Man Bishop. Fast forward to the 1940s, and his son, by the name of Ransom Bishop, super cool name, by the way, he decided to enhance the recipe, and he added lemon, lime, and cola to give it a little bit of the carbonation and the fizz, which is known as the original version of the Long Island tea.
So one thing you're not going to find in Long Island iced tea is iced tea.
Or triple sec. Because the New York version, I say that, Fred, because the Long Island, New York version, which was created in the 1970s by a man by the last name of Butts during a bartending competition, what he did is he mixed a lot of stuff together and he added triple sec. It looked like tea. He called it Long Island tea. I think he may have won that competition in the 1970s, and that is what stuck. And so that's what most people know, is that version that is sweetened with the triple sec. But here in Kingsport, we do it a little different, and it tastes a lot better.
When and how did the folks who promote life here in Kingsport, Tennessee, figure out that this was a marketable phenomenon?
So we were actually attending a tourism conference in Sevierville, probably sometime 2015 to 17. It was somewhere in that time frame. We're at a restaurant doing as we should do to visit other people's assets that they have available to us. And a gentleman that is with us opens the menu and he's going to order a drink. And it says, Long Island tea. And in parentheses, originated in Kingsport, Tennessee. Now, we're sitting at a table of a bunch of tourism professionals that we all think we know everything about Kingsport, right? Well, we didn't know that.
Wow.
So we come back as a team, and we start researching, and we decide that we really need to take advantage of this opportunity. So in 2018, we have developed a brand. We have developed some collateral, some swag. And we've even made the drink a few times and had some folks taste test it. So we decided that we're going to launch this home of the original Long Island tea. So we launched the campaign with a press conference. I couldn't believe the turnout. We provided some samples. We told the story. We had a reenactor of Ransom Bishop telling this story on Long Island tea, how this was created, talking about the bootlegging piece of it, just telling Kingsport's history like you and I have just done. Within 24 hours, Long Island, New York, a restaurant owner there, reached out and he said to our mayor, oh no, you didn't. Sent a letter, Fred, and said, we in Long Island, New York think different and we need to get together and prove it. 2018, we never could have imagined the PR that we would be getting, that we never could have paid for, by the way.
Sure.
Because within 48 hours, we are appearing on national network television. We are being talked about on morning radio shows in the western half of the country. But the point being is people are now talking about Kingsport. It's not about Long Island tea, Fred.
Right.
It's about the fact that we went to Long Island, New York, and we're at a restaurant of one of his many that he had at the time. People are sitting at the bar, and not only have they never been to Kingsport, they've never been to Tennessee. And so we're getting to tell our story, sure, in a fun way, but now they're curious. And we're going to get them here to visit not only Kingsport, but Northeast Tennessee, and why in the world would we not come back and explore all that this great state has to offer? But anything that we can do to get them here and spending their money and spending the night. And so a great little, somewhat friendly competition ensued. We were able to go to New York. We invited those folks to Kingsport, mm-hmm. and then we met in the middle in D.C. And while the competition got heated at times, at the end of the day, Kingsport is home of the original. Kingsport took home the trophy, and now we are taking it one step further and working with our local businesses to continue telling this story.
Take me back to that original research that pinned this story down for Kingsport. Who did that, and how was that done, and what sources were consulted?
Sure. So this was just a team effort, really. And so as you are utilizing the internet, visit Kingsport, folks are digging in. We had a marketing team that is like, how much truth is there to this? We started trying to locate some of the family members. That did prove difficult at times. We were getting, though, a lot of people that would walk in as they start hearing the whispers of this. Tell us more. Tell us what Long Island looked like in the 1920s, because the story that actually was already out there helped us to start digging in to say, okay, is this true? Is this real? So once we felt like we had enough, to be honest with you, to just throw the gauntlet, let's see what sticks, then we had even more people coming to the surface. And we had the opportunity to sit down and interview Connie Bishop Archer. She was the closest relative that we could find that could actually tell us the story as to actually how this tea came to be. She was the granddaughter of Charlie Bishop, the niece of Ransom Bishop. And she talks about her time on Long Island and living there and the community feel and the hardworking people that lived on Long Island, because a lot of the men went off to be in the service. They went off to war. The women had to step up, and they were working at the Eastmans of the world. Mm-hmm. And so Connie has a great story to tell about what it was like to live on Long Island. So we got her story. We put her story on our website as part of this Long Island tea history story. She then goes on to talk about this adult tea that she remembers her Uncle Ransom having. And they explained to the kids, this is adult tea. You don't like it. It does not taste good. So that is how we finally pinned down that's the name that gave it tea. Sure, it looks like tea. Mm-hmm. But that was the way he was able to come up with the name, tell the children not to drink it. And as it evolved, Long Island Tea came to be.
Oh, that's a great story. Chelsea, I welcome you to Vital Voices.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
All right. There is a Long Island iced tea trail in Kingsport. Describe how that got started and where it will take us.
So we launched this trail last month, the beginning of June, and it will take you all across the city. So we, of course, launched this campaign several years ago, but we continue to look for creative ways to tell our story, to reach a new audience, to draw in visitors that have never been to Kingsport, or to draw visitors in for a return visit. And so one way that we looked at doing this is to create this trail, this visitor asset that will live on continuously to attract visitors, but also send visitors to businesses all across our city. So it's supporting our local businesses while also continuing to tell this story of the Long Island tea.
How have restaurants and bartenders across town bought into this?
So, of course, it's a process. The education, to just inform them, there are still a lot of people here in our own community that don't know the history and the story. And so for us, that's just as important. Whenever we have a local bartender greet someone who may be a first-time visitor, we want them to know the story and be proud to tell this, be proud of the history of Kingsport. So that was the first step, was really getting them informed to then be bought into it. Once they're in, we have over 24 businesses on this trail. With more, we anticipate will probably be added. They're all in. They love it. They're supportive. They're getting creative with it. Everything from cocktails to crafts. We've got our local pottery studio that's created a tea glass that you can go in and paint. They have handmade silk screen templates that you can go with our logo and paint your own Long Island Tea Trail glass.
As far as the tea itself is concerned, what are some of the embellishments, as you say, that bartenders have added to that original Kingsport recipe?
Sure. So we have several of the bartenders who will stick to the original recipe, of course. We have some who might vary a little bit with maybe using a whiskey that's maple-flavored whiskey in addition to the maple syrup. We have one of our downtown breweries brewed a cider version of the tea. So it is a cider product that was a citrus-based with maple notes. It's delicious, but it's a unique take on the tea so that you're not getting the exact same product at every stop. We also have a good number of stops on the trail that are not alcohol based at all. So it's a great family activity too.
I take it from the tone of your voice that you are really amazed at how this has taken off.
So I've been with Visit Kingsport for 7 years, and this is something that has been kind of a dream and a wish for our team to create this trail, to create this asset for not only our community, but the visitors. And so to see it come to life has been absolutely wonderful. And to see the businesses and how supportive they have been has been great. To see the creativity, it's just been wonderful. We have a business downtown that's creating their own cookie with tea leaves and maple and citrus. We have another business who creates a popcorn that is wonderful. It is maple and citrus. She doesn't have to do this, but she's going out of her way to create this additional product to then sell to her customers and tell this story that we are so proud of. But it's just another layer to see our community be proud to tell this story to. So the trail is a digital passport. It's accessible through our website. You will redeem a free digital passport. It will save to your phone. There's no download. It will text the link to you. Your phone GPS will allow you to check in at the locations. As you check in, it will give you the product at each stop. You can then, as you check in, you're earning points. So it's kind of a game along with the trail. You're earning points along the way. You can then redeem those points for prizes.
And give us that website again.
The website is visitkingsport.com/Long Island.
Chelsea, thank you for joining us for Vital Voices.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
And Lara Potter, thank you as well.
Thank you, Fred. This was wonderful.
We've been talking about Long Island Iced Tea in Kingsport, Tennessee, with Lara Potter and Chelsea Ketron from Visit Kingsport. For Vital Voices, I'm Fred Sossman.